Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And as part of our COVID-19 stories on The Local Take, I reached out to a friend who was recently diagnosed with the virus. At this point, most of us know someone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. Some even know people who have succumbed to the virus. I was alarmed when I found out that my classmate from graduate school had been diagnosed and was hospitalized. Rashid Marshall, welcome to The Local Take.
Thanks, Kiplin.
I want you to know I got a little scared when I got the message from your wife and learned that you were in the hospital. I know you were discharged just a few weeks ago, and I want you to thank you for coming to share your story.
Thank you.
So first of all, how did you know something was wrong? And, you know, what was that first symptom that you couldn't ignore?
I knew something was wrong when my temperature was constantly above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I was very fatigued. My body was aching. So then I started to worry about my sons. My sons were generally asymptomatic, only experiencing a slight cough, and their temperatures were slightly rising for 1 to 2 days. But then after that, they didn't have any other symptoms. I would say the first symptom that I couldn't ignore was how fatigued my body was becoming after undergoing very little physical activity. I could take 1 or 2 steps and that would result in heavy breathing. It was like I just ran a mile. And that was unusual because I'm pretty athletic.
So now how long were you experiencing symptoms before that forced you to the hospital?
I'd say I experienced symptoms for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. My symptoms appeared to worsen as the days progressed. My wife, Leticia, she actually prompted me to go to get tested for COVID-19 at a local Fulton County walk-up drive-up location here in Southwest Atlanta. That was on Monday, July 13th. She was actually leading a COVID-19 team case investigations for a team out in Arizona. And when we spoke, I told her the symptoms that the boys and I were experiencing, and she immediately ended her deployment 2 weeks early and rushed back to Atlanta. After she got back, I complained of shortness of breath and tightness in my chest, and she took me to the emergency room at Piedmont Hospital. And surprisingly, they admitted me for 5 days and determined that I also had pneumonia. Fortunately, rather than putting me on a ventilator, they gave me oxygen until they were able to wean me off as my oxygen levels and chest pain eventually improved.
So now you mentioned the chest pain, and I guess you assumed when you got to the emergency room that they were going to give you something and send you home. Had you prepared to be checked into the hospital?
No. In fact, I was surprised that they kept me because I didn't think that I had symptoms that said, you know, I needed to stay overnight. I thought that they were just going to give me some kind of shot or, you know, check my vitals and make my temperature go down and send me back home. So I was not prepared. I didn't have an overnight bag or anything. And they did check my vitals, but then they said, we need to get you to a room right away. And then they said, yeah, you're going to be here for a while. So you may need to ask your wife to bring you some overnight clothes and get comfortable, because I still had my jeans and sneakers on. I just knew I was going to be going back home within an hour.
So do you have any idea how you contracted it? Your wife tested negative. So how do you think you contracted it?
Well, my wife did the actual contract tracing for both me and our son. So, after we did the testing at Fulton County on July 13th, we didn't receive a call to initiate the contact tracing, so we did it on our own. But upon receiving the confirmed results, she determined that, you know, 2 days prior to our initial symptoms, that the boys had contracted it when we were visiting a friend. And then she said, on the other hand, I was exposed while attending a small 50th birthday celebration with one of my fraternity brothers. But in both instances, it was surprising because we practicing social distancing. We were constantly sanitizing our hands and everyone wore masks, but somehow we were still exposed.
It's a novel virus and they're still learning. So now, what do you want people to know about, you know, how this happened to you when you were doing all of the things that they tell us to do, the social distancing and wearing the mask?
I would urge people to take COVID-19 very seriously. It's very serious and real. You know, me personally, I would have never thought that I could be a statistic. Having a wife in public health, we thought we were doing all the right things, with the exception of, you know, actually attending small events where people were social distancing. But like I said, we were still wearing our masks and everything and constantly sanitizing the boys' hands and our hands whenever we touch anything. I mean, currently there are 238,861 confirmed COVID cases in the state of Georgia, 2,860 daily, with 4,727 confirmed deaths to date. That's very serious. My outcome could have been very different, and I'm thankful that I'm still alive and healthy today. I mean, just in the ward that I was staying in, there were several others that weren't able to come home in 5 days, or, you know, they had been there before me and left sometime way after me. The nurses really brought it to my attention how serious it was when I think I ordered some food from Uber Eats and asked them to warm it up. And they said, no, I mean, this ward you're in, we can't take anything out of this room. In fact, every time we come in this room, which seemed like it was 5 to 10 times a day from like 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m., they had to take off everything that they put on and throw it in the trash. So every day I had a trash can full of outfits that were thrown away. Anything I had touched had to be thrown away. Nothing could be taken out that was taken in. So again, I would just urge people to take this very seriously, because it literally felt like I was dying. I mentioned before I had a fever, but in addition to that, I constantly had terrible headaches, a piercing pain at the top of my head, my lower back, shoulders, and stomach all hurt. I lost my appetite, and I like to eat. I couldn't sleep, had heat flashes, sometimes chills. While I felt nauseous, I couldn't vomit or use the bathroom, because all I was really able to eat or drink was Gatorades and bottled waters. And I was taking extra strength Tylenol and Advil 4 to 6 hours every day for 2 weeks. So I was miserable. Literally thought I was going to die.
Now, Rashid, how has your behavior changed since this? And I know, seeing the pictures of you, you've always been a husky guy, but that picture of you out of the hospital, you had sunken cheeks and high cheekbones. You know, how has your behavior changed?
I'm taking it very seriously. I'm leaning on the air of cautiousness. Of course, I'm not shaking hands. I rarely leave the house. Very much more health conscious than I was, and I wasn't slightly health conscious before. I rarely leave the house other than to walk the neighborhood with my wife or to take my kids to and from school. And we still wear our masks and maintain the required 6 feet social distancing whenever we're around others. But other than that, I try not to even go to the grocery store anymore, because I started feeling like I needed to get out of the house just to drive up and down Peachtree just to get out. I don't have that urge anymore.
It's serious. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing, you know, your story with us, someone who did all the right things and still contracted this virus. And, you know, one more time, a reminder to our listeners, wash your hands with soap for 20 seconds. Try not to touch your face. And if you must go out, socially distance and wear a mask. Rashid, thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, Kipling.